Hello and welcome to episode 318 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. We have a listener theme week coming up, so... Sean, that's S-E-A-N at dailybrainwave.com with your topics. And please rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find me. Today we continue Sugar Week by heading to Champagne. But not to drink champagne. In the heart of the Middle Ages, the spice trade was a unifying thread that brought together Europe, Asia, and Africa, hundreds of years before many of the residents of their respective continents even knew that the others existed. In Europe, for example, the only thing people knew about spice was that it came from the East, and Arab traders were all too happy to spread wild rumors about the dangerous and perilous monsters that guarded the headlands of the spice to keep the Europeans from trying to find their own way there. Most spice moved east to west, originating in tropical or arid climes and then heading via Muslim traders from the Middle East to Europe. The Arab traders were eager to keep their monopoly on the spice pipeline feeding Western appetites, and one frugal Frenchman figured out how to harness that monopoly to his own advantage. In 1150, a count in the Champagne region of France...
Champagne?
Yes.
Or as they say in France...
Champagne.
...wanted to rake in some of the huge profits that spice trade generated. So he proclaimed it far and wide that he would personally guarantee the safety of any spice merchants who set up shop at his markets. He hosted 6 markets each year, and with his personal army protecting the spice traders, it was an obvious choice for anyone looking to sell his product, and therefore the perfect way for anyone to buy the best stuff. Thus, many in Europe got their first taste of sugar. Now, in those days, sugar was so expensive that even the richest out there might eat only 3 or 4 pounds of sugar in their whole lives. Today, the average American eats nearly 3 pounds of sugar a week. Heck, there's almost 3 pounds of sugar in that 24-pack of Coke you have sitting somewhere in your basement fridge. Far cry from the Middle Ages. Makes you wonder, though, if someone from the 1100s were to time travel to today and sample our practically infinitely sweeter smorgasbord, if their palates would just go into sensory overload. Also makes you wonder how bland their food must have been back then. Maybe I'll skip going to medieval times for dinner. Thanks for tuning in to episode 318 of the Daily Brainwave. There's a listener theme week coming up, so make sure you send your topic ideas to Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Please review the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we continue Sugar Week by looking at the dark past.